Is everybody here?
Yes, teacher.
Susie Sparrow?
Here, teacher.
Bertie Birdbrain?
Here, teacher.
The Canary Sisters?
Here, 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 here.
Penelope Pinfeather?
Here,
here, here.
Today we're going to study about
ancient history,
love and mystery,
mathematics,
acrobatics,
reading, spelling,
storytelling.
No. The study of musical instruments is the subject for today.
The study of musical instruments is the subject for today.
Did you ever stop to think when the band plays Rinky Tink where all the music comes from? From a toot and a whistle and a plunk and a boom.
That's where the music comes from.
Did you ever understand a symphony so grand, so bright and sentimental?
That a toot
and a whistle and a plunk and a boom
are very instrumental.
For the horns go toot,
the woodwinds whistle, the strings go plunk, plunk, toot.
Then the drums boom, boom, with the bing, zing, zoom,
and it comes out fine and true.
So remember what I say when the band begins to play, just where the music comes from.
From a, and a, and a, and a, that's where the music comes from.
Now, students, fly with me to the dawn of history. We'll start investigating the toot and the whistle and the plunk and the boom. It's very stimulating. Four cavemen sat around one day, each with an instrument to play. Writing songs was their profession, performing at the first jam session. When a caveman blew through an old cow's horn, right then and there the first flute was born. Now let's look ahead in history. And here we are in Egypt in 2000 B.C., when Pharaoh heard the cavemen honk, he gave the fellow quite a conk. The Egyptians had discovered brass. This gave the horn a lot more class. The horns were very long and straight, longer and lower too. But wait. Someone found out the sound's the same, no matter what the shape or name. Valves give the trumpet extra sound. A French horn curves go round and round. The trombone smear is commonplace. And lowest of all is the double bass. Now, whether it's Dixieland or bop, a small cafe or a high school hop, the horn most always heads the band and rides it strong. Now, take off, man. Now, back we go to ancient caves to see how the second man behaves. When this caveman blew on a tube of grass, the very first whistle came to pass. In order to make his cave girl smile, he had to improve his whistle style. And when he saw he was doing fine, he added more holes, about 8 or 9. By using his head instead of his feet, some genius found a way to beat this problem in a manner neat. With wires, pads, and pins aplenty, 10 fingers do the work of 20. The family of reeds has really grown. It now includes the bassoon, the oboe, the clarinet, and saxophone. When our third caveman plunked on a string of his bow, it was the first plunk, as far as we know.
First you take the bow, and sometime later,
add a little jar to make a resonator, add a few strings.
Listen how it rings. Change the jar to a box of wood. Slide the box down. Ah, pretty good. Add a few pegs to tune it fine. Change the shape a little, now it looks like a harp.
Now, from here, there are two ways to go. Plunk it, or play it with a bow. Of the bowing instruments, there's the cello, and the bass. But most renown has always been the beauty of the violin. Piano, best for centuries, is played by striking all the keys. Lutes and lyres were plunked, but they aren't played very much today. Now people crowd from near and far to hear a good man on guitar. Last caveman with his rhythmic slap have come all things that click or tap. Came rattles, bells, and we presume all other instruments that go boom. From tight stretched skins and bits of bone came tom-tom, drum, and xylophone. Their chimes and bells. And from the Congo, drums like the Caribbean bongo. A snare drum's needed, I'm afraid, to start a thrilling street parade.
And the punk and the boom are very instrumental. Everywhere you hear a band or a symphony so grand, in music oriental,
whistle and the pump and the boom
are very instrumental for the trombones too. When the drums boom, boom, with the click, clack, zoom, in a Latin rhythm true. So remember what we say when the band begins to play. We're all whistle and the drum.